Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or okay, foreign land. I'm Rick Tittle, and I've been doing this show almost 20 years in this time slot, and there's one thing I can tell you, and you already know that, is that we are in the golden age of video games. They've never been more ubiquitous, they've never been better, but there's still a lot of garbage out there. We have to sift through it together and find out what's good, bad, ugly, what's worth the money, overhyped, underhyped. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. What do you like? What do you like? Sounds accusatory. I would like to know, because if I could play video games 24-7 and pry my eyes open like Clockwork Orange, 655-321, maybe I would, but I can't. And even if I could, all my tastes aren't the same as yours. So what do you think is worth it? And any questions, comments, or concerns will help you out with as well. And if you can call yourself a newbie, a neophyte, or a hardcore gamer, everywhere in between, there's room for you. So come on in at 1-800-878-7529. Email's rick@sportsbyline.com. Use the email address to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after, just about a half hour's time. Also, to ask you for a cheat code, I'll give that away at the end of the show as well. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, because we stream through sportsbyline.com here in downtown San Francisco. Also, we are streaming through sbnationlive.com, and proud to be on Sirius XM once again on 211 in progress. That is the Dan Patrick channel, where my truckers are at with their white line fever. And TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, cable provider, 35 million homes. I'll let you know what's new this week. This is the new releases, but yes, we're on all these sports talk networks, but it's all video games. So let's talk about it together. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Video Game Review.
Then thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. Come on in and let's get heard. We just have over 45 minutes of video game talk before we'll take you back to all the sports talk and get you hyped up for whatever you need to get hyped up for: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, volleyball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. But let's talk a little video games. I know I've been playing probably too much COD3MW when I completed all of the season what do you call it achievements and areas, and I didn't pay for anything. that's a lot of game time. But there's something that was cleared up this last week, and that is how Call of Duty does its matchmaking. Because last year Activision promised fans that it would finally open up about how matchmaking works in Call of Duty. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. So it delivered with some unprecedented blog post dives deep into exactly which factors Call of Duty is looking for when grouping you with other players and where its priorities lie. And it doesn't talk about Warzone matchmaking or ranked modes, but I've always felt, and I'm not that bad of a player. I'm over, well, of all the hours I put in, of course, I'm over. Your rank doesn't mean anything. I'm over 100, but it always feels like the guys I'm playing with, or gals, or whatever you want to call yourself, it always feels like they're better than me. It always feels like I'm sometimes like the worst guy in the room. But I never really wondered that much about how matchmaking goes. You know, I will see, like, when I was like level 55, I remember I looked up and everybody was in the 70s, like rank 72, 79, 76. And then I thought, wow, so I'm so good, I'm being put in with all these 70s guys, but I'm not playing too well. And then I would just see that everyone was the exact same number as me, and I still felt like I was maybe better than two or three of the other players. Well, all the criteria that Call of Duty uses is a longer list than you might think. For instance, whether or not you have voice chat enables matchmaking. That is the last thing I would ever do. And if I wouldn't be able to mute voice chat, I would never play. I can't think of anything more annoying. And it's not just the talking. Sometimes people will be playing music or watching TV. There's a guy I used to call my show, John, in Chicago, and he told me that he would listen to this show while he was playing. And I love the multitasking, and I love the fact that he was listening. I can't do that. I would not be able to enjoy my music if I, but it, look, different strokes, different folks. That's fine. So that's one thing. And that makes sense because there are some people who are trying to yak. I remember I was playing a battlefield game where you couldn't mute the chat. And I remember one time I got into a tank and then somebody jumped on the 50 cal on top and he was going, okay, okay, man, you're doing good. You're doing good. Go left, man. Go left. Now go right. Now go right. No, no, no. You're going the right. There you go. That's right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to take out this shiny disc and frisbee it into the bay. It was that horrifying. All right, so that's one criteria on. It also matches you by the maps you've recently played, which is weird because you don't get to pick the maps, or do you? Because they'll have a little vote lower left when you're in the lobby, and it'll give you like two choices sometimes. It's like, do you want favela or do you want wasteland? That goes into it as well. They also said in the blog, it sort of reaffirmed comments that Activision made over the years when that Call of Duty values low matchmaking times and ping above all else. And yes, player skill is a factor, but it's not the dominant variable. And so skill-based matchmaking is kind of a misnomer. But I understand the ping, because if you're lagging, you'll lag your team down, and also won't be a very good experience for you as well. So this is how they sort of rank it. Number one is connection. Ping is king. Connection is the most critical and heavily weighted factor in the matchmaking process. Okay, so that makes sense why I'm many times in rooms with, and every once in a while I'll see somebody, if I'm like ranked 60 and they're ranked 18, I'm like, what are they doing in there? All right, well, there's ping. Also, the time to match is second most critical in that whole process. You want to spend time playing the game rather than waiting for matches to start. So it's like, we need two more players. Well, the ping's not good or the numbers aren't right. Look, throw them in the lobby. Let's go, which I appreciate. But also these other factors, playlist diversity. Now, that doesn't get into your ethnicity. It just means the number of playlists available for the players to choose from. Recent maps modes, as I was saying, considering maps you have recently played on, as well as your mode preferences, editable and quick play settings. Skill/performance. This is used to give players a global community with a wide range to have an opportunity to impact in every match. And by the way, I would be perfectly happy going into a lobby with players who are much more lame than me. In fact, that would be more fun. Your input device, do you have a controller or a mouse or keyboard? Now, I'm playing on a PS5. If somebody's playing with a mouse and keyboard, they have a massive advantage. They can turn around instantly. They can do so many things much more quickly. But I do see a lot of times it'll show you what system are on or platform. A lot of times it's PC. And then the voice chat thing. So when you think of all the factors and Activision saying that they really want to get to skill, but you know, a lot of the Call of Duty community believe that skill-based matchmaking makes the experience worse by forcing players into what they call sweaty matches constantly. In other words, you would always be playing against people who are your same skill level, ideally parity, as Pete Rozelle would say. And that's fine, but people just said, not joking like I did, that they would rather have been a lopsided match. And so the post says, quote, "Our data on player outcomes clearly indicates that the inclusion of skill in Call of Duty's multiplayer matchmaking process as it currently stands increases the variety of outcomes experienced by players of all skill levels. In other words, all players, regardless of skill level, are more likely to experience wins and losses more proportionately." Now, that's one thing that I happen to agree with, because it seems like I lose just as much as I win as a team. Every once in a while, you'll get on a run where your team just can't lose if you're playing for like an hour and a half, or vice versa. You'll be on a team that's just no way you're ever going to win. Even though the lobby does kind of switch around, you can get into a kind of a funk like that as well. So I think there's nothing wrong with being transparent like they were. And like I said, the whole thing about ping and having availability, if you have a good connection and you're in the lobby waiting to go on that map, it doesn't really matter what level you are. We want to play it. I feel like it takes too long as it is to load up a new map. So there we go. They kind of peeled the curtain back a little bit. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. And we will come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game. That's right, a brand new game, baby. Want to talk about Sony's new XR headset, which is ZDNet said they called it more pro than Vision Pro. And has a couple of interesting features, because on the same day that Apple released announced the release date of Vision Pro, Sony surprised everybody by unveiling a product that no one expected to see, which was a high-end XR headset that rivals Apple's Vision Pro in capabilities and design. It's Sony / Siemens. It's a head-mounted display, and it's going to arrive later this year. We'll have 4K OLED micro displays, the new Qualcomm XR2 Plus Gen 2 chipset, wearable controllers, and a design that kind of looks like Sony's PSVR2, but is also very unique, and it's got a sort of minimalistic aesthetic as well. But when you think about this XR headset unveiled in that keynote of CES delivered by Siemens, the Siemens executive Roland Busch, remember they are a German company, Siemens, he was extolling the benefits of the, what do you call, the industrial metaverse and the digital twins for accelerating the future of product development. And the other twin, of course, is Sony, and he brought in Yoshinori Matsumoto and unveiled this product that would bring Siemens' vision to life there. And you don't really think about Siemens being a common name in the video game space. So while Apple Vision Pro has the word pro in its name, it is, of course, named at you and me, just peeps. The Sony Siemens headset will not be used to watch 3D movies, play immersive games, or meditate in VR on the top of a virtual mountaintop. But it could be used to create those types of apps and experience for Vision Pro or MetaQuest, or I have an Oculus. I also have an Index, which is Valve, which I love my Index. So it's going to be used to prototype and design lots of real-world products. And it is aimed solely at professionals and engineers and product designers. And it's meant to create a whole new way of how we can sort of bring that to home. Because with AI, a lot of times now, what do we have? It's like, who made this game? And it's like, well, it kind of made itself. And we're like, what? Speaking of AI, there was another thing I saw, which I thought was interesting, that video game voice actors were furious over SAG-AFTRA's union's AI licensing deal. And of course, that strike went on forever. And I also interview actors and directors and such. And that was a pain for a long, long time, because you could never even say a word. And I remember one time I had an actor on the show, and I said, well, I know we can't talk about any of your projects because of the strike. Well, let's talk about other stuff. And the PR company was like, we don't know if we can ever do any more interviews with you as well, ever. And they were like, why? Because you talked about the strike. Like, we actually didn't get into the nuances of the strike. I said, because of the strike, we can't talk about it. I know, but you said the S word. It's like we had to. Everything was okay in the end, but it's almost like we had to sort of pretend like it didn't exist. Don't talk about Fight Club. It was really, really stupid. And last week on the show, if you're listening, I had Phil Lamar. And Phil Lamar has just about 100, literally 100 credits in video games. So he is one of those, one of the most prolific by far of those voice actors in video games. But when the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, that's what SAG-AFTRA stands for. You probably knew that. But they unveiled a deal with an artificial intelligence gaming company that allows the licensing of digital replicas of actors' voices, and some of the members were not happy about it. And so they made, I love the name of the company that SAG-AFTRA made a deal with, Replica Studios. And the contract allows Replica to work with voice actors in the union to create and license a digital replica of the performers' voices used in games. And that might not sound like a big deal to you and me, but that's taking money and food off the table as well. So, and that's another thing that's dangerous too, is that even like a guy like me, who I've been on the radio over 20 years, and there's enough, I've had enough vowels and sounds out there that if somebody wanted to, they could make me say anything, you know. It's like, well, at least Mussolini made the trains run on time. I'd be like, what did he say? Actually, I just said that myself. Unless I am. Is AI hosting this show right now? But the national executive director and chief negotiator, SAG-AFTRA, and you wonder about his ethnicity. His name is Duncan Crabtree Ireland. You gotta love that name. He said, with this agreement, we have fully achieved an informed consent and fair compensation when it comes to the uses of our members' voices and performances. We are proud to work with Replica and leading the way to make it easy for these companies to access SAG-AFTRA's world-renowned talent in an ethical manner that ensures consent and fair compensation for their contributions. Now, is that really what's going on? Because if you said, hey, by the way, there was a video game made and they used your voice, and if they paid you the exact same rate as they would if you went in for it, then you'd probably say, I don't really care. But the whole purpose of these companies is so they don't have to pay you. Otherwise, there'd be no purpose in having the company. They just have the person come in and do it. It's a way of saving money. So they could say, well, you're lucky you're getting paid anything at all because they weren't even going to hire you, but now you get at least a pittance for this. And then, of course, you can see the other side too saying, this is my voice and this is some messed up stuff. So the SAG-AFTRA blog post stated that the agreement with Replica was, quote, approved by affected members of the union's voiceover performer community, end quote. But a number of the prominent gaming voice actors said that they felt blindsided by the deal and they are absolutely furious over it. And they reported that Guinness World Records holder Steve Blum, now I mentioned Phil Lamar, Steve Blum has been in over 300 games. He said nobody knew about this deal. And then Andrew Russell, if you play WoW, World of Warcraft, Andrew Russell is in that, and he said that the agreement was, quote, garbage. And then the BBC went on to report that Shelby Young, who's a voice actor featured in Persona 3 Reload, coming to shelves near you soon, She said she was really disappointed over the move. And then also Veronica Taylor, who is a Pokemon voice actor, she said, "I don't understand why the contract was approved without a vote from all of our members." But that's the thing that you get sometimes when you're in a union. You can have everything going on swimmingly, and then you show up to work, and they're like, "We're on strike. Why? We want a better dental plan." But I'm okay with the dental plan. It doesn't matter. Hold a picket sign and start screaming. "Well, let me go to the meeting." Nope. Our union representatives will be at the meeting. You can't go. Now, I understand that, but I also understand how a union will help you when a fat cat is trying to get over on everyone. There has to be some sort of middle ground. So SAG-AFTRA president is, of course, the nanny herself, Bobby Fleckman. That's Fran Drescher. And she said the agreement was, quote, "a great example of AI being done right." So there's a huge disconnect going on there between the AI actors and the union. But as I said, that's the thing. Will you ever have complete solidarity and complete agreement of the group of any people? I mean, you could go to any team's fan base in any sport and say, "What do you think about the manager or the head coach? I love him." The other half will say, "I hate him." There's always something like that. All right. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Rise to the
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Chris, I'll get to you in a second, but it is 9:40. It's time to give away the game, as we always do at this time. And the way you get it is by answering a simple question. Second correct answer at my email address, rick@sportsbyline, gets the game. It's called Last Train Home, Legion Tales. This is for the PC. It's developed by Ashborn Games and published by THQ. Here's the blurb. Quote, experience new exhilarating stories from the Czechoslovak Legion on their odyssey home. Join Zoltan, a seasoned veteran and master storyteller, as he fondly recalls tales of courage and brotherhood from those who fought on the front line. Just tell me if this is about Slovaks or Czechs. Let me know at rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win Last Train Home, Legion Tales for the PC, developed by Ashborn Games and published by THQ. All right, the number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY, and we have Chris from Oakland. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Rick, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about Statenland or about Hitler moving in there. Hey, my 7-year-old's a big Plants vs. Zombies guy, and I think I've asked you about him before, and you said you knew about the game. His understanding is that there's a Chinese version, for lack of a better way to say it, and he wants to know how to download or how to get that without going to China. I'm not trying to ask a stupid question, but do you have any idea about this? You said there's some plants that you can get. There's some plants that the Chinese version has that the regular version doesn't have, and he's like really stressed about it. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, there is a Chinese version of Plants vs. Zombies, and it's got to be at least 10 years old. I mean, I don't know how you could get it. I mean, I believe it was just for the phones, so you could probably find it somewhere on an old Apple, or I don't know if he has Android or an iPhone, but I believe, yeah, it was about 10 years ago for the phones you could get that Chinese version.
Ah, Jesus. He's only 8. So he turns 8 on Saturday. What are some age-appropriate games? And I'm not, super dad, helicopter parent guy, obviously. But what are some games? He likes My Singing Monsters. He likes Plants vs. Zombies. But he's probably going to get to the next thing. So what, as a Roblox guy, what are some games, 8-year-olds should be playing?
Well, I think he's probably old enough for Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I think that one. What kind of system does he have, by the way?
iPads, and I have a PS4.
Yeah.
And he has the what's the you told me to get the what's the one with the red and blue
Switch?
Switch, yeah, he's got a Switch. He's got those.
Well, does he like Minecraft?
Yeah, he's a big Minecraft guy. Yeah.
Minecraft Online. There's a game called Subway Clash 2. There's a game called Stunt Extreme. Maybe even Squid Game Real Life. I mean, I don't want to get too dark, but I think those would probably work. Five Nights at Freddy's 2. But I don't know, maybe Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. That's kind of one that pops out at me.
Star Wars guy. I was 5 when Star Wars came out. I was a big Star Wars guy growing up. But, not in that. So. All right, I'm not going to ask any Raider questions, but Rick, as always, man, great show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. And we were able to successfully take that call. I don't know how it sounded to you at home or in your cars, but it sounded like he was calling me from the International Space Station with a soup can and thread. That's a long piece of thread. But anyway, Chris, thanks for the call, 1-800-878-PLAY. We will get to the new releases at some point. Some of the other hardware, you know, because I was talking about earlier about the new those new VR headsets. There were some new pieces of hardware coming out of CES I was taking a closer look at. One of them is MSI Claw A1M. That is really something else. MSI's Claw A1M. It's a handheld PC. It looks a little bit like the Asus Rogue Ally, or Ally, I should say. Kind of chunkier, box shape, 7-inch, 120 hertz high refresh rate display. It's got a custom game launcher. The difference is, rather than going with the Ryzen chips from AMD, MSI has thrown in its hat in the ring with Intel. And the MSI Claw is the first in this new class of gaming handhelds to use the Core Ultra 7. That's a 155H processor. And they call it the Meteor Lake mobile chip. It's got a dedicated MPU for handling AI tasks as well. So because of that, the Claw is capable of upscaling with Intel, theoretically allowing it to play more demanding AAA games that wouldn't traditionally run on that type of device as well. 16 gigs of RAM, as you might expect, as the Ally did too. And it's just, it's amazing how many of these independent handhelds, because you had Hyperkin, a lot of these companies you might have even heard of, Hyperkin Mega 90 fell, not Mega 95 handheld. And when you think Mega, well, you think the Mega Drive. And of course, the Mega Drive was what they called the Genesis in Japan. So now it's funny because they said, when you were growing up, you were either a Genesis kid or a Super Nintendo kid. And I'm like, wrong. I was both. Everyone I knew was both. You know, I think a lot of times, too, people feel better about their purchases. Like somebody will, if they buy a Ford truck, they'll put a sticker of Calvin peeing on the Chevy logo. Or if you buy a Chevy, you'll get vice versa, Calvin peeing on the Ford logo. When the reality was is that you almost got the Silverado, but the guy said, I'll throw in the floor mats on the F-150. And to make yourself feel better about it, you'll say, I hate that other one. I've never understood that. It's like I used to be more, you know, I was total PS1, and then I went Xbox 360 because XBLA was live, then you started to pay, then PS3, I started to go back into PlayStation, and then PS4 came out, and then PS4, they started making you pay. I was like, ugh. So I love all the systems. I love Nintendo. I love all of it. But this Mega 95 handheld from Hyperkin has a 5-inch screen, and you can go letterbox or normal 4x3, or traditional, I guess you could say. And it's laid out to play Genesis games. And not unlike the Analog Pocket, the Mega 95 can actually play Genesis and Mega Drive cartridges via hardware emulation instead of completely relying on the actual game cartridges to put in. Now, you still can put the game cartridge in. And they said there's 10 hours of battery life, which seems astoundingly long. But if you have a whole bunch of Genesis games laying around, this is kind of cool. Now, this reminds me of the time of the Nomad. Do you remember the Nomad? The Nomad would play Genesis games. It was handheld, and it had a TFT active matrix screen, and it took 6C batteries. Do they even make C batteries anymore? They're a little bit smaller than D's. And I would pack in those 6C batteries, and you put the pack on the back, and it was super heavy in the middle because it had 6C batteries, and they wouldn't last long. But when that thing was pumping, it was awesome. The Nomad. You have the Asus ROG Phone 8 Pro. And it's funny when you think about, you know, Apple and Google releasing these phones and everybody coming out with their own deal. Asus now has its own ROG phone. That's the 8 Pro. Of course, they had the 7 before that as well. Hyperkin wasn't done, though, because they made a thing called a Duchess controller for the Xbox Series X. And it's weird because I was looking at the Razer PS5 controller, which is on sale, and it's down to $175. And I'm like, hey, I can't, you know, I don't need the paddles that bad that I got to pay an extra $100 plus to get that controller. But Razer did put out Project Esther. Project Esther is a haptics gaming cushion. So you throw it on your gaming chair or just your office chair, whatever you're sitting in. And look, Razer always brings some stuff. The all-in-one desk that had the built-in display, or, you know, the light-up face mask, all this stuff. But Project Esther is this haptic seat cushion, and it has 16 actuators that can vary in their intensity, speed, and duration. And you connect it over a 2.4 gigahertz connection. It's low latency and does not have a release date yet, but it's people who want to feel the video games. It's like when Steve Martin would always say, before I go out, I put a slice of bologna in each of my shoes because I want to feel funny. That's an old line. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week, which are out on Tuesday. Alisa is a very creepy looking game for all the big systems except the PC. Clem, very cartoony, almost looks like Sackboy. This is Switch and PC. Empyrean, Galactic Survival, Dark Faction. It's a PC game. Foam Stars. This is a game for the PS4 and the PS5. Foam Stars. And it's got like a girl flying through the air holding a piece of pink foam. I don't know what's going on there. Mixture. Mixture is a game on the PS5. Sydney Hunter and the Curse of the Mayan. Mayan what? Just Curse of the Mayan. And it's on the 4 and the 5, the X and the S and the 1. Woe Long, Fallen Dynasty, Complete Edition, PC, X and S, and 1, 4, and PlayStation 5. Dungeonoid 2, Awakening. This is on all the big systems. When I say that, it's both Sony's, both Microsoft's, the PC, and the Switch. Tohu Danmaku Kagura, Fantasia Lost. Hope I said that right, and that's a mouthful. Very anime-looking. That's for the PC. Dead Hook. It's got a skeleton with fangs and a light coming out of it in the water. It sounds like something you don't want to catch when you're fishing. That's on the 5 and the PC. Helldivers 2. That was a fun little game when it came out. Co-op play, PC and PS5. Konosuba. God's Blessing on This Wonderful World. And it's got three little anime-looking girls all putting their thumbs up. And this is on the 4, the PC, and the Switch. Legendary Tales, very creepy looking on the PS5. And Mustache in Hell. This is on all the systems except the PC. Mustache in Hell, it says, a trip to hell, hordes of demons, big guns, insane combat encounters, pixel art mustaches. It's going to be a long day for Officer John Mustache. There you go. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
Yeah. everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Thank you for that. That's a little Super Turk and back in the Super Nintendo day. Actually, was it N64? Might have been N64. All right. Anyway, it's time to close out the show in our customary fashion by letting you know a cheat code from an older game that you had me look up. That's how it works. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Send your emails there. This one's from Paul. Paul says, how do I get more bullet time in Max Payne 2? Yes, that is a big one, and that's also one that is very necessary to have as well, because when you think about all the things that you have to do to get through that game. Anyway, for unlimited bullet time, you can only use so much of it in a shootout. We know that, unless you cheat. The way to cheat is to pause the game and enter, and this is on the PS2, left one, left two, right one, right two, triangle, XX, triangle. And then unpause the game and you'll have all the bullet time in the world. Once again, pause the game. Left one, left two, right one, right two, triangle, XX, and triangle. Sounds like I'm line dancing. Step out, step in, twirl around. Rick, do you line dance? No. Maybe it doesn't sound like that at all. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. And coming up next is 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. And we will see you again next time right here. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll catch you out then.